Bairava, why have you attacked me so violently, O Arunachala? You've burned me, wounded me, and your grace finished me off, you who are so cruel. You've left me lame, shaking. My flesh rots from the wounds you've laid upon me, O Arunachala. I can't walk, cannot move, lying here, there, before you, and you just laugh. You have ravished me, Arunachala, like a virgin you've spoken words of love to. And you left me lying here, there, before you. They all look at me and laugh, those who pass by and catch sight of me. No one will have anything to do with me, for you have visited me, O Arunachala. You who have ravished me, take me at last, or finish me off. You who have wounded me, kill me, or if not, then heal me. You who have burned me, consume me, released, come and burn with me. You laugh at me, left me alone, naked and lying here, there, before you. You've snatched me up, Arunachala, seizing me, my clothing, ornaments, everything, promising me everything, and you haven't even kissed me. Your face brushed up against mine. Your arms drew closer, and I stretched out my lips, reaching out my arms, and you laughed at me, retreated into your mystery, inaccessible. And I continue lying here, naked, there, no longer possessing the strength to stand. And I am sunk in shame. I won't even look at myself. All this is your doing, O Arunachala. I don't even want to think of you. I want to abandon you, to leave you here, as you've left me, leaving your memory behind, and so take my revenge. Alas, you have eaten away at my heart, and the worm left there gnaws it terribly, and I can't tear it out. No, I can't tear you out. To forget you, I long, I'm trying. Ah, how to forget you, since you forget me. It's as if your heart were inside me, O deceiver. You should not call out to me if you refuse to give yourself to me. Deceiver, destroyer, you are Nataraja, the dancer, too, who tramples me. You dance, and you make fun of me. With every step, you change form, you from whom all forms proceed. You've snatched me up again, Arunachala. Now you want to snatch up my very self. Will you even devour my flesh, you ogre? Will you then make me a beggar? Dressed in only some string and a rag between my legs, passing the night under one of the porticos of your temple, and going off to a village every morning to beg my pittance of rice in a chipped bowl, with a shaggy beard, flea-ridden hair, sitting all day long in the courtyards of your sanctuary, fixed only on you, Arunachala, my eyes fixed on your summit, there where the dipam shoots forth on the sacred day of Kartikai, and wherefrom you forever dart out in your surging flame, devouring the hearts of your devotees? Where will you hide me, in one of the rocky hollows at the foot of your mountain, Arunachala, in the darkness of your caverns, penetrating even to you, to the last crevice of its heart? For you only give yourself to those who have given up everything, O Arunachala, stripped of bodies, stripped of hearts, stripped of spirits, stripped of very selves, those from whom you've taken everything. Everything that could possibly still say, I. And so, down the centuries, you've lured many, a magnet, toward your temple, toward your caves, toward your summit of stone and fire, toward your bright springs, and you've brought so many, panting, O deceiver, prostrate to your feet, to the hollows of your heart, having disappeared, and you keep them moaning, roaring, quivering, at the call to your grace. Arunachala, the flame shining out from your summit as I walk along, contemplating you in the sacred night of Deepam. Finishing my circuitous pilgrimage, the full moon of Kartikai also turns about you, finishing in the firmament above, its own heavenly Giri Pradakshina. How burdensome it is to make someone perform the mundane human task when once he has been marked by Arunachala, when the light of love and the dawn, Aruna, has burst forth in the depths of his heart. When he has been established like a mountain, Achala, unshakable, or the column of fire, whose foundation and summit I have no better chance of finding than Brahma and Paramal, Where it begins, if it begins. Where it ends, if it ends. For he snatches me from this time that passes along, from the shining day that wanes, from this moment that disappears, from all the past and all the future, taking from me, snatching away every memory and desire. And I no longer know where I am from where I have come, nor where I will go, nor where I am set. For he has driven his endless foundation into my heart, a column of fire that blinds and burns me, and I know nothing, not of myself, nor of the world, nor of God, nothing about that radiant light without ray, without reflection, without any line at all where the eye could rest, begin to measure it, where everything is light, before and behind, above and below, without size or shape, the uncircumscribable sea of its glory. An icy sea without limit, where one is taken for good, tender and heart-rending at once, at least while there still remains something to be consumed by this fire, the ray of darkness. November 1955, Mount Amander, Kumbakonam.